AM Live presents another update from the coalface with Martin Krimer, publishing editor of Engineering News and Mining Weekly. My goodness, both Eskom and Transnet have massively underspend their investment targets.
I don't like underspending, Caesar. You know, we had this great figure. It was 787 billion rand in infrastructure over 3 years. Mm. And this was put into the framework for South Africa's response to the international economic crisis. They used words like we must implement this on an expedited basis. But then there's culling by stealth. You know, they don't even tell us that they're underspending their budget. Now, you look at Eskom. Just reported an 18% underspend. You know, that's 15 billion rand. And Transnet, a 3 billion, nearly 3 billion underspend, which is like 16% of this. And that what is happening is that when these projects roll out, they don't tell us that they're not going to spend this. And we now see, you know, the situation with the construction industry wanting to quickly go outside the country and get business because what was envisaged that would come through hasn't come through. And we know there's a lot of legal wrangling, you know, particularly at these state-owned enterprises. We've seen CEO problems there, but they mustn't allow this to get in the way of the targets they have because we've got this unemployment position in South Africa. We need to create wealth and jobs.
I have to ask you, Martin. I think sometimes I want to understand why. Is it because they don't have the capacity to put out tenders?
Well, you know, you've got this very blurry situation with tenders all of a sudden not coming out. You've almost got a project paralysis that people are worried about because, you know, 2010, all right, we got those World Cup projects going because they had that firm deadline. So we can do it. You know, let's see everything like a World Cup project.
Well, Transnet is trying to breathe new life into South Africa's underused branch lines with private sector help.
You know, again, you know, we've got this underutilization of existing capacity where wealth can be created, where jobs can be created. And Transnet is really a large-scale mover of freight. And it is a pipeline operator and a rail operator and a port operator. But what it wants to see with this underused branch lines is the involvement of private sector. So it's asked for people to register interest in actually taking over these branch lines. We're talking about 7,300 kilometers of branch lines. That's like 35% of the total 20,000. And only, well, less than half of that is actually operative. So, you know, you've got a 55% dormant situation. Mm-hmm. And because they do the big hub-to-hub work, they want other people to express interest in smaller operators to come in and take over these branch lines or bundles of branch lines so that we can get this transport infrastructure moving again, which always stimulates economic activity. And then they also know that among this 7,300 kilometer branch lines, there are branches that they're also interested in. And in, that's why they want to have the cabinet approved this public sector participation, mm-hmm. which the unions are not that happy about. So that on these lines where Transnet still sees some value, they can partner the private sector without just letting the private sector do it on its own. But on many of the smaller ones, they want the private sector to take over and even take over stations where there can be a lot of innovation and tourist
activity.
Do we
have enough engineering muscle in this country, especially railway engineering? Because as far as I know, there's one university that's got a seat, one of the lectureships where people are actually encouraged to go into railway engineering in particular.
Yeah.
But do we have enough of those?
Well, you know, if they haven't got enough capacity, they must shout. Uh-huh. You know, they mustn't do cutting by stealth.
Yes.
You know, we want to know early.
We want to know early. Okay, but Transnet says that it is determined to move coal into a growth trend after years of missed opportunity.
You know, we've had this missed opportunity. The Transnet is now determined they're going to have the capacity to move more coal. I mean, we were doing very well until 2005. We were really world class. But then the rail side of it did not come to the party. And we saw we only exported 61 point something million tons of coal last year, whereas the port capacity is at 71 million tons. So that's private sector owned. You've got the state side of it, the rail not coming to the party to get sufficient coal. Now, the private sector port has already pushed up its capacity to 91 million tons, and we're still talking in the 60 million ton level from the rail side. And this is a wealth opportunity lost. It's a job opportunity lost again. And so Transnet is saying, yes, we will take the blame for some of this. obviously, when there's uncertainty on rail, the coal companies also don't come to the party. So they also need to do that. And they want the coal companies to be confident, as the iron ore companies are, where they work on a take-or-pay basis. So if Transnet wants to put another $15 million into augmenting this coal line, which is one of the potential money spinners for Transnet, but they want the coal miners to come in on a take-or-pay basis, as the iron ore people do. And then I think we'll go ahead with much more coal exports, hopefully one day matching the port capacity, which is existing 91 million tons. But unfortunately, we are still talking in the 68 million ton level from a rail point of view.
Martin Creamer is publishing editor of Engineering News and Mining Weekly. He'll be back at the coal face at the same time next Friday.